It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Let's not wonder any longer. Lots of things down the conversation highway with some of the great nuggets of the day, the important stories here on the Good Day Show with Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. The ladies have moved out for the rest, yes, of the hour. I found, Richie, a way for people to sort of cut off conversation. When I'm a conversation is two ways. Supposed to be somebody talks, you listen, then somebody else talks, and you listen. When I stop talking and turn to walk away, it doesn't mean that you have won an argument. It simply means that you are not worth any more of my time. Something to think about.
Well, that's pretty harsh.
It is kind of harsh. Yes,
so even if we're not having an argument, because many times you will just turn around and walk away from me, does that mean I'm not worth your time?
You're always worth my
wondering about
time.
That.
All right, so have you ever studied, we are heard all around the country, in fact, all around the world, but this particular item has to do with people who live in the United States, as most of the things we talk about here have to do with what's going on here in the U.S. of A. The preamble to the state. First of all, we have the preamble to the federal constitution. You know what it is? Do you remember what it is, Kenny? Anybody remember what it is?
The preamble is
the
which
preamble.
One? I don't remember which one.
Uh-huh. What does it have to do with Richie's doing as well? I'm asking preamble. You
it's
because
we the people. Yeah, that
right. We the people.
Well, the United States voted for them when we're perfect union. Well,
yeah, most of the states' constitutions, their preamble begins the same way as well. And there's something very interesting that I thought I would highlight by just giving you examples of the preambles of various states. You ready?
Sure.
For example, we'll do alphabetical. Alabama became a state in 1901. Preamble reads, we the people of the state of Alabama, invoking the favor and guidance of Almighty God, do ordain and establish the following constitution. And then they explain. Alaska became a state in 1956. The preamble reads, we the people of Alaska, grateful to God and to those who founded our nation and pioneered this great land. Arizona became a state in 1911. The preamble reads, we the people of the state of Arizona, grateful to the Almighty for our liberties, do ordain this constitution. Arkansas, 1874. We the people of the state of Arkansas, grateful to Almighty God for the privilege of choosing our own form of government, do hereby declare yada yada. California became a state in 1879. We the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, establish yada yada. In Colorado, we the people of Colorado, with profound reverence for the supreme ruler of the universe. Connecticut,
you.
People of Connecticut acknowledging with gratitude the good providence of God and permitting them to enjoy our state. I think you get the drift here.
Yeah.
I have to keep going.
Interesting.
All of the preambles to every state in our country begin with some reference to the divine, to God, to providence, to it's either specifically Almighty God or something that makes a clear reference to God. This in a country that is supposed to be free from a state organized or run or controlled or influenced religion. And they use that term frequently in the Constitution as well. You hear people all the time saying we are a Judeo-Christian society, and thus the references. But in this era of people who are politically correct or are those who don't, from other religions, believe in the God that we, many or most of us, believe in. We believe in a, you know, I don't know that God is always the right term, but we all have this connection, those of us who admit to or acknowledge that there's a higher power, whatever you want to call it. It could be God, infinite intelligence, the force, you know, whatever it is. But I find it very interesting that a lot of people, one of the reasons this was listed, because people who see this and want to have God in the classroom and God in our lives and God here and God there, that's swell, but it doesn't square with the Constitution.
I'm just looking at the full text of the preamble of the Constitution.
The National Constitution.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a perfect union, which everybody remembers, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Mm-hmm. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. So there's no reference in our national preamble, yet there is in every single state preamble.
We, the people of the state of Louisiana, grateful to Almighty God for the civil, political, and religious liberties we enjoy. Well, if you don't believe in God, then, and we're free to enjoy no religion, how is that servicing those people? One of the reasons that I bring this up, and it's sort of a history lesson, I don't think we are doing a good job at all with our now federal education system of teaching civics or what we need to know. And one of the things that would be good to know, you don't have to remember or learn it, but to acknowledge what you say. Oh, wow, look at these. They all have this in common or that in common. And what we all have in common is that all of our states begin with some reference. The preamble to the constitutions of every state begin with some reference to God. And I bring it to your attention because, first of all, I think you ought to know what the preamble says in your particular state. But the other reason I bring it up is because it always refers to God. And yet, we had the ACLU suing various states and localities all the time for having references to God or some religion in the wording of documentation for whatever, rules, regulations, you name it. Am I inviting the ACLU to sue all of these states? No. I'm sure that they've looked at it enough, so they must figure they're not going to gain anything by suing. But I just find it fascinating. We're a state that doesn't believe in having an organized national religion. But yet, like in England, the state religion is the Episcopal Church. And in Italy, it's the Catholic Church. And you can go around various countries and find, I don't know, in South America, Richie, do they proclaim any connection?
No, but I mean, Catholicism is basically the national religion, even though I don't think it's official.
Yeah. No, it's not official at all. But there is a lot.
You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody other than a Catholic. I mean, the Indians that come out of the mountains aren't, obviously, other than that, down there.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, I just think that it's very...
That's interesting.
One of the late night... I was up late last night, and I watched, I think it was Jay Leno, making reference to a man who sawed at his arms to saw him off in a Home Depot yesterday. He went into the Home Depot, grabbed a saw and started sawing away at his arm.
Ooh.
And Leno's comment was, after he sawed off one arm, how's he going to saw off the other one?
But he got half off.
Apparently, on that saw. There's a little bada bada boom here. If you have high cholesterol and have any clue at all about what's going on in your body, you know that high cholesterol can be a condition that could lead to heart attacks, could lead to strokes, could lead to all kinds of heart problems, heart disease. So, you need to know what's going on in your body, and you need to be able to manage your health. One of the ways of managing your high cholesterol is with a product called Cardiol. The folks at Cardiol are so confident that it will knock down your cholesterol and your triglycerides, they want you to try it for 30 days absolutely free. You pay shipping and handling, that's to be expected. So call 888-809-6424 or go online to cardiol.net/Doug and ask for your free 30-day trial of Cardiol. And if you call on the phone that 888-809-6424 number, talk to a human being, ask them about the cholesterol test kit that they're making available for $89.95 so that you can monitor your blood, which is what everybody ought to do, especially if you've got any history at all in your family of cardiac problems. Cardiol is FDA approved, and by the way, so is kind of a contraption, if you will, a cholesterol test kit. And it's very easy to use, and it's 99% accurate. So you just prick the end of your finger, get a little bit of drop or two of blood, checks out everything you need to know, and you can get one of these free. If you're the right caller, I think the third and sixth caller today gets a free cholesterol home test kit, 888-809-6424, or go online to cardiol.net/Doug for both of these offers.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. Call now. 1-800-463-9184.
Okay, everybody. So Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's the lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Yes, of course. Always important to do things as you are directed to do. Chef Louis DeAngelis, speaking of directions, has your recipe of the week in a few minutes here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, plus lots of conversation about food and eats and where to go to get good food, healthy food. We love it. Meanwhile, the folks in China, Richie.
Yeah, what are they
Kenny,
up to now?
Not happy with Django.
The movie?
So they have pulled it. From distribution. It was premiering today, apparently, and they said there were technical problems. However, what really the problem is they don't like it.
Because what do they not like about it?
The lead is a black guy. The Chinese are very racist. They don't like blacks. I mean,
they don't like anybody.
Well, they like
themselves. The country of China, anyway,
yeah,
that is.
Right. No.
The government of China, I should say.
Right. So the general manager of a movie theater was told after the movie started to pull it down, and then there was one of those sort of robocalls to all the theaters that had this movie in China, and they were all told not to do it under the penalty of. And you know what their penalties are over there.
So does it go back to being named Django Chained? Or is it still
over
Django
there,
Unchained?
Yeah, I'm over there. It may very well. It's over. Done. Finished. I didn't care for the idea behind the movie. It seemed awfully violent to me. But that's my choice. At least I have a choice here over there.
Much rather watch 24.
Are limited. Exactly. Yes. 21 after the hour.
Much friendlier.
Yeah.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Here we always have a little music at this portion of the program each hour. This song comes from, I think, The Wizard of Oz. Isn't
Wizard
it?
Of Oz. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's being used for another purpose. It seems the song has become number one on the BBC, and it is being used by those people who did not like Margaret Thatcher. Thus, ding dong, the witch is dead. Top of the charts, protest over her divisive policies. She died at the age of 87 this week. The online campaign to drive this song to number one has succeeded handily all over British iTunes. A lot of people say the campaign, which aims to see the song played all this weekend on the BBC, the British say, the people who run BBC, it's in bad taste. Some have called on these people to promise it will not broadcast the song. Some of the people that were in Thatcher's party say that this is a deeply insensitive way to remember this person trying to make a political point.
I don't care who you are, but when somebody who basically ran your country, and whether you agree with them or disagree with them, have the respect for their ability to get to where they did. And when they die, I mean, I've seen this when every president dies, somebody from the other side is bashing them. Oh, he was a terrible president. Oh, he did this, he did that. I don't get that.
Well, it's because so many people are so angry about a lot of things they can't control. They're going to blame it on somebody. So they blame it on somebody who's dead, somebody who isn't going to have any effect.
Have a little respect.
Right. Well,
A, they're dead. B, they serviced your country.
Yeah. Did you have that clip that we played the piece of the other day with Margaret Thatcher addressing one of the members of the opposite party when she
had
retired?
I'd have to go dig it up.
Yeah, okay. But in essence, she have to dig it up. Good job. Very good.
Sorry.
She was delivering her last remarks, and somebody, I always get these, the Whigs and the Tories. She was a Tory? Or am I on the wrong side? Whichever, with the Conservative Party.
I thought
the
it was
Tories,
the Whigs, but I'm not
Whigs?
Sure.
Well, anyway, whichever. She is saying goodbye, and one of the members of the opposition gets up and kind of rakes her over the coals, because the economic condition of the poor people got worse while she was the prime minister, and she handily put him in his place by suggesting that all he wants to do is make sure everybody is poorer,
right,
not just the people who are inadvertently poor. So take away
from
the rich.
She gave him a slap down, basically.
Oh, it was good. It was a good, yeah. It was pretty good slap down. Now, other video and audio, the video of the day today is a fun fan-made trailer for every romantic comedy ever. There is some audio with this, and I think that you can get the gist of it. It's a play on words. So if you want to...
This girl, even though she's totally hot, she just can't find a man. But wait, she's about to fall in love with this guy. He's her best friend, or way out of her league. Either way, she never thought of him as a romantic interest, even though he's clearly very good-looking. All that's about to change, though, when a series of hilarious interactions makes her see him in a completely new... And
why did I think
about
it? We sort of heard
this summer.
Did I hear something like
love.
This the other day?
On her face,
Kenny, was there a play on this?
It's funny because this is a generic kind of
promo for anything.
Yeah, right. So they're showing like 30 different romantic movies where basically, yeah, he's right. This description of them covers every single one of these movies.
Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, you can get the video of the day. Have some fun with it at DougStephan.com. Where also you can get the story about a scientist in Iran who has registered a new time-traveling machine.
Oh, good.
Right? So you want to check that out.
You go back to the Middle Ages where they liked it.
Right. Well, that would be just like getting out in the main part of Iran today.
Yeah.
The Middle East, here we come. Middle Ages, here we come. Anyway, that story is from today's show at DougStephan.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. In the wake of scandals rocking the Catholic Church, Pulitzer Prize-winning author Michael D'Antonio has just written Mortal Sins.
What I describe in Mortal Sins is a conflict between an imperial church that's really a monarchy, literally ruled by one person, and the principles of democracy and equality under the law. When people puzzle over the question of why the sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church never ends, I think they can find an answer in the booming democracy movements that are on fire around the world. It's the same impulse, it's the same desire for self-esteem, for self-realization, for equality that drives someone to take to the street in Cairo or someone to stand in front of a tank. It's that yearning for dignity and for the same respect that every person merits just by being born on this planet. And I think in Mortal Sins, you find one of the very last vestiges of authoritarian control being challenged by people who are spiritually and politically and socially aware, with great effect and great success, and achieving justice on a plane that could not have been imagined 50 years ago.
Michael D'Antonio, author of Mortal Sins, Sex, Crime, and the Era of Catholic Scandal. There's more online, Insight Daily Radio.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google. And the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Actually, I was thinking, frankly, 33 after the hour. I was thinking about how fortunate we are. We were earlier talking about the preambles to the various states and state constitutions and how we take so much for granted,
yep.
in our country, that the freedom that we have that is our most precious, obviously, because I make my living doing this, and then it's even more important to me. And I think if you think things through, you'll find that it is the most, other than perhaps your children and the people that you love in life, those are things that sort of are tactile. You can't wrap yourself around your ability to express yourself freely. It has been damaged and continues to be challenged. And it is a threat that I think among all of the other things, we've got plenty of problems here, plenty of things that threaten the existence of the country as the bastion of liberty and freedom that we grew up thinking it was. But the challenges against freedom of speech, most recent is this local, whatever the boards are supposed to be called, that the president wants to assign, he wants to be able to appoint groups that can oversee.
The advisory boards for the FCC, advise. For the local community radio station advisory boards.
Exactly, yes. Right, that sort of thing. So I was just actually thinking about what I had to be thankful for. Again, using the preamble and thank God and that sort of thing. And I am most pleased to be able to express myself freely and liberally, not as a liberal with a capital L, but freely, liberally, openly. And once in a while, this isn't the kind of program that aims to get into trouble anyway. I mean, for heaven's sakes, we've got Chef Louis here. How much trouble can we get in?
Yeah, well, with Louis.
Chef Louis. Right.
Who knows?
But, you know, being able to tell stories and have people react, I find it interesting as I'm following sort of myself on Twitter here. The PETA folks want to have drones go after hunters. You have a comment on that, one of the trending things. So you can check it out. Twitter at Good Day Show or Facebook.com/Good Day. All those things are eligible for your input. In a moment, Chef Louis is here with today's recipe. Also a discussion of a new cookbook that's out. And I want to know about quark. Q-U-A-R-K, quark. So we'll be quarking it in a moment. Stand by on Good Day.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. Call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-568-MATH. Now that school is in full swing, it's important for your child to keep up with the fast-moving classroom pace. With Math Made Easy, your child will always be prepared and one step ahead. Call now. 866-568-MATH. That's 866-568-6284.
As promised, Chef Louis DeAngelis joins the Boys Club. We don't have any ladies with us today, Louis. So you can play the role of Roberta if you like. I think anybody can play the role.
Okay.
All right. That's about it. That'll be enough. Thanks very much. Chef Louis is responsible for our weekly overview of great recipes, great food. And so as we find out what he wants us to know about a great dessert, something comes up that I actually read by looking at our supermarket guru Phil Lempert's column that he writes for us. It's just below the Queen of Cheap supermarket guru column. He's had a lot of input this week on allergies and foods that cause allergies. He also wanted to know whether or not you had ever tried quark. Q-U-A-R-K, Louis.
Jeez. You know, you got me on that. The only thing that I know about quark from the old days of physics is it's a scientific measurement of an atom.
No, you wouldn't eat that. Why would you eat that?
Everything is made up of quarks.
Yes, it is.
All matter is made up of neutrons and protons, an atom, and and protons and neutrons are made up of quarks, up quarks and down quarks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the kind of quark we're talking about here. No. This is a quarky quark.
Unless you want to pop a quark.
No, that's not about that
either.
I'll
do that this weekend.
The quark that we're talking about is a cross between sour cream and soft, how does Roberta pronounce it, ricotta? Ricotta cheese.
Ricotta cheese.
Ricotta
yes.
cheese. Okay, so sour cream, soft ricotta is quark. So it would have the same consistency. Sour cream and soft ricotta pretty much have the same consistency, right? Kind of like yogurt?
Yeah,
ricotta is a little lumpier.
Ricotta is the Italian version of cottage cheese.
Yeah.
All right. So, cooking with quark is something that apparently is very good for you. If you've never been in your grandmother's cooking book, You probably haven't heard of it because this is something that goes back a long time. It's the German word, too, by the way, for curds. Remember eating your curds and whey? In German, they pronounce it Gewürz. The flavor is mild, texture smooth, richy, and unlike cottage cheese, it's typically made without any salt. It's spreadable, described as a cross between sour cream and soft ricotta. Scandinavians like it's all over Eastern Europe, marketed like yogurt. It looks like and tastes like, some people say, the new Greek yogurt, which is, again, another phenomenon. Yeah. We're beginning to sell this Greek. We have a new found a producer of Greek yogurt up in Vermont that we're selling in the farm store at Eastley Farm, which, by the way, you can always check out anytime you like, eastleyfarm.com, just to see what's going on down on the farm that I'm always talking about. But anyway, you put fruit in this called fruit quark.
Fruit quark.
That fast. Fruit quark.
You mentioned it from Germany. As a German, this Gewürz, okay, there's a doctor out there, Joanna Budwig, that mixes that with flaxseed as part of her cancer treatment.
Really?
And that's where I've heard it, yeah. And she only works with the worst cases possible, and she's been making headway with it over the years. She really has been. There's something about the way it blends with flaxseed and flaxseed oil that's a real protein phenomenon.
Hmm. Well, flaxseed oil is very good for you for any number of reasons. And maybe this is, you can imagine putting a lot of things into it just with the properties it has alone. Make it like yogurt. I have blueberries or some kind of veggie, some kind of fruit in my yogurt every morning. I don't particularly care for Greek yogurt. I guess because I grew up on Yoplait and Danone.
I've come to like it if you mix fruit with it. Yeah, if it's just plain by itself, it's a little tough. But if you mix blueberries or strawberries or something with it, it's actually very good.
All right. So that's our tip from Phil Lempert.
Quark.
Now, quark. Right, quark. So we like Chef Louis's recipes. We're going to get him to give us a recipe for a wonderful dessert, and then we'll talk about one of the celebrity cookbooks that's out. The essence of celebrity, I wonder sometimes why anybody pays any attention to celebrity cookbooks. What's the difference under the circumstances?
I don't think it's the celebrity that gets you to buy it. I think it's the type of recipes or the kind of food that they're talking about that gets you to buy it.
Right.
There's something about cookbooks that there's a certain element of voyeurism that goes into it for people, too.
Cookbooks. We like cookbooks. We like lots and lots of cookbooks. All right. So, Laurie, you've cooked up a recipe for one of your favorite treats.
Ooh, look at this.
Ice cream cake.
I love
it. It can't be that difficult.
Absolutely love ice cream. I love an ice cream cake. But, you know, instead of going to buy one, they're so simple to make. It's a little time-consuming because a lot of the time is spent refreezing your ice cream. You know, it's not work-intensive. Mm-hmm. But it's so simple to make with a nice brown, I use a stainless bowl, a nice round bowl, about 2-quart bowl. And you soften 3 of your favorite ice creams. And you put a layer on the bottom of your bowl, put it back in the freezer for 20 minutes, half hour to harden up. Take it out, throw some crumbled cookie in there. I like Oreos. Put a layer of that, and then take another softened ice cream, one of your favorite flavors, and put a 2-inch layer of that on top of it. Back in the freezer, let it freeze up. Finally, you finish it with more cookies and another layer of ice cream. But the trick is, once it's frozen solid, you take it out, put it in either a larger bowl or right in the sink, you know, with some warm water, and loosen it, put a plate on top of that bowl, flip it over. It comes out beautiful, and you've got a big, round ice cream cake. Springtime's coming. What's better than a good bowl of ice cream, really?
That's a great idea with the bowl and put it in the warm water.
Great. Yeah, and it makes a beautiful presentation. You could take your bowl before you start putting your ice cream layers in there and take, line it with cookies or line it with broken Snickers. But there are any of your types of cookies that you want.
Stale and then, cookies,
then when
too.
You flip it out, you've got all of this coating on it. That's fantastic, too. I mean, it's fattening, which makes it wonderfully taste. and you just can't beat a good bowl of ice cream. I don't care what anybody says. That's one of my favorite places.
So if you were to line it, because I'm looking at your picture that you have here, and it looks like it's...
Yeah, I line that with Swiss rolls.
With Swiss rolls. How do you get the cookie crumbs that you line it to stick to the bowl evenly so that when you pour the first layer or even the second layer on, it doesn't just wash down the outside lining.
Rub some butter on it in the bowl. Butter it up.
Really? All right.
Put your cookie crumbs in the bottom and pat it all around the sides. It'll stick nicely.
All right, so the recipe for the ice cream cake is at DougStefan.com, right-hand side of the homepage, down close to the bottom, under the fold. Chef Louis's picture is there. Click on not only this recipe, but you'll find a collective of all the recipes he has ever prepared for us here on the Good Day program. And all the things that Louis prepares are always popularly priced. He's not going to stiff you with something that's expensive to make, not like the problem that people are saying the Gwyneth Paltrow cookbook has, salads for $120. As a matter of fact, one of the critics at Yahoo estimated it would cost around $300 a day to feed a family based on the selection of her recipes. She says her book, as she was appearing on, I think, Good Morning America this week, demonstrated how to cook up some of her favorite dishes. She wasn't saying that they were going to be anything other than good and her recipes. So, yeah, wow. You wonder sometimes. People take a shot, and why? Just maybe this is creative. She's having fun with it. So what's the problem? You don't want to use it? You don't use it. Why? Some of these critics, like the people that are on TV, Louis, had taken a couple of her, the people like Rachel Ray and and who's the other? What's his name?
Well, Emeril was the biggest offender of that. He takes and
Bobby Flay
pork chops.
Yeah,
you know? Does what? Say
why?
That again?
I've always been against anything other than taking something that's just good.
Yeah.
And with your own hands making it great. You don't have to start off with great. Some of the best cuts of meat I've experimented with. I mean, expensive cuts. End up with laces on it. I could have made shoes out of them when I got done. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just take something good and elevate it because of your own personality, your own hands, your own creativity, and it becomes great. And that's
you see
a board for $60 a week doing it that way.
It gets so tiresome. Fox News did a whole big piece on it, ripping it apart, and then there was a blog post, why Gwyneth Paltrow's new cookbook is a hate magnet. What is it with people today? So she got a book.
She's defending herself, saying it's crazy. I have a meal in here that's like $2.
Yeah.
I like honey. When I eat honey, I like raw honey, so it's a little bit more expensive, but you don't need to eat the raw honey, blah, blah, blah.
Well, we are a 5-pound container at the store of raw honey. I think it's 5 pounds, and it's like $79 or something. Maybe 49 bucks.
She says there's a lot of inches of column that people need to fill, and a lot of times they're just trying to get attention and say things that aren't true, unfortunately.
Right. Wasting a lot of people's time. But in this circumstance, it's good. It's an idea fest. That's all. Everybody wants to have ideas and have some fun with it, and that's what ideas we all... This is the birthplace of lots of great ideas, including good food ideas. Search it out. Chef Louis' recipes at DougStefan.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
Pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Okay, everybody. So Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Legislation, a significant hurdle is cleared on Capitol Hill. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Gun control legislation. Before it can be debated in the U.S. Senate, a procedural vote was needed to move the measures forward with a 60-vote threshold. Citing constitutional concerns, more than a dozen conservative Republican senators tried their best to organize a filibuster and block any Democratic gun proposals. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut urged the Senate yesterday to bring these bills to the floor and vote on them.
Let us decide, as the world watches, there will be no more Newtowns. That is what the families want. That is what America wants.
Family members of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre in Newtown, Connecticut, went door to door over the past few days, meeting with members of the Senate, imploring them to at least debate the measures rather than block them. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell was one of those who voted against moving forward with this.
The government should not punish or harass law-abiding citizens in the exercise of their Second Amendment rights.
And then it was time for the vote yesterday. Again, 60 votes were needed to move things along.
The yeas are 68, the nays are 31. The motion is agreed to.
In the end, several Republicans voted with Democrats to open the debate on these gun measures. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said widening gun background checks won't be the only proposal on the table.
An assault weapons ban will be debated and voted on. A ban on high-capacity clips, improvements to our mental health system will be debated and voted on.
So far, no immediate reaction from the NRA as to what happened yesterday. The debate over all these measures is expected to go on for weeks, if not longer. Now, Here's something else that will matter to you.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, another day in uncharted territory. The Dow up nearly 63 points yesterday to 14,865. That's a record close. S&P gaining more than 5 points to 1593. That is a record close. NASDAQ was also up by nearly 3 points. Crude oil fell $1.20 a barrel, finishing at $93.44. We have some automotive recall news for you. Four Japanese automakers launching a major recall due to an airbag problem. Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Honda recalling 3.4 million vehicles around the world. According to Toyota, some front seat airbags may not inflate properly. No injuries or deaths have been reported. Toyota is recalling the most vehicles, about 1.7 million. And finally, to the Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia we go. It's the Masters, or should we say...
The Masters.
Oh, yes, the Masters, synonymous with the words pompous and overblown, but it is the first of golf's four major championships each year, and round one of the 2013 edition is in the books. So much attention on the resurgence of Tiger Woods. So, Tiger, how did you do out there on day number one?
It was a good solid day, and I'm 2 under par and 4 back.
Good solid day, 2 under par, 4 back. That's all we need from Tiger. Top of the leaderboard, a tie at 6 under par between little-known Australian Mark Leishman and much better-known Sergio Garcia of Spain. But the biggest story of the first day of the Masters was Tianlang Guan of China, youngest player ever to qualify and play in the Masters. He's an eighth grader. He's 14, and he shot 1 over par 73, including a thrilling birdie on the final hole. Tianlang was asked if he can really believe he's playing in the Masters.
Yeah, but I think I just done a good job today, and I think people here are very nice, voting for me, and I feel comfortable on the course.
Talk about understated with poise and control. Quite a teenager with a terrific golf swing. Once again, we reiterate, he is all of 14 years old. Go ahead and think back to what you were doing in eighth grade. Oh, yes, junior high, what some call middle school. I remember it fondly, spending most of my time inside my own locker. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.